your name not Bruce?
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back to the Ohio Homegrown Rock and Roll series as we continue the Michael Stanley Band story. Picking up where we left off last show, the release of the live Stage Pass LP. Stage Pass, as you hopefully remember, was the band's last chance on Epic to chart high enough to justify the label to extend their contract. It didn't. The band was without a label and a guitarist. Jonah Kozin left to form his own, Breathless. His replacement, the name I told you to remember a couple of shows back, was Youngstown's Barry Markaski. The band also added a keyboard player, Bob Palander. The new improved MSB was signed to Arista, and a new LP resulted, Cabin Fever, recorded in Wales and London and produced by Mutt Lange. Arista spared no expense. From that LP, Baby If You Want to Dance, and What You Want to Do Tonight. We'll be right back. Next LP was a play on words, and apparently a lot of people didn't get it. Not that that's surprising. Buying it as a greatest hits compilation, the LP Greatest Hints was actually 10 new MSB cuts. Disavowed by Arista as unpromotable, that elusive hit single remained. Ironically, Arista broke the news that they were dropping them from the label the very night they broke the attendance record at the Richfield Coliseum. Yet again, the band suffering from the big fish, small pond syndrome. It wasn't just a contract they lost. Bassist Daniel Pecchio, a founding member, left to pursue other interests. Greatest Hints also debuted Kevin Rowley as another strong co-songwriter that has been missing since Jonah Kozin left, sharing writer's credits on the single Last Night and penning Promises. Here's both.
Like
Band found another major national label, EMI, recording four LPs for them, a period that, if it was going to happen, it was now. The album Heartland was a record featuring two of the band's biggest cuts, Lover and He Can't Love You, the former receiving the all-time best lyric award for Thank God for the Man Who Put the White Lines on the Highway. The band was on its way. It was about time.
Well, the glow from the bars and a thousand stars like the cold Ohio night. And the turnpike's slick, the snow's as thick as these. Since your call came through, there ain't nothing new but the radio and the headlights. And the news at the top of the hour that no one really believes. Do they love her? What you wanna go do that for? Love her? What you wanna tell her for? I've been driving forever. Then your words return, the whole place burns, and I just don't know where to begin. Girl, could you just make it anybody else but him? Could you love her? What you want to go do that for? Oh,
you're gonna do when the fire is through and your family's out looking for somebody new. Cause you did everything that he wanted you to do, and now you're all alone and crying. Aren't you a lover?
One's North Coast LP once again provided even more future MSB classics for their concert repertoire. Another song about home in the heartland, and another top 100 single, Falling in Love Again. But alas, No Big Break. Recorded in Cleveland at Sumo. Proud, North Coast raised. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
The show got started. I'm so tired of not being right. Being one of the broken hearted. I don't even know your name. But darling, just the same. Whoever you are. We'll be right back.
another year, 1982, another solid album, two more top 100 singles, Take the Time and In Between the Lines, still no national breakthrough.
Some strings, one beach, temporary officer, and a G. These are all strange days we live in. The nights get even worse. The poets died at midnight in New York City hearse. And the news just makes you crazy. It has for so long. And the streets are full of fear tonight. Coming on strong. You know that hold up in Atlanta, it broke down in L.A. The women sold out Detroit, put half the town away. You know it's Texas border, the Carolina shore. You can see it in the faces.
No one expected 1983's You Can't Fight Fashion LP to be the last MSV on a major label. Even the band, when offered a 6 months extension on their contract, turned it down, believing they were negotiating with the label's first offer. Turns out it was the label's only offer. Kind of hard to figure this one out. It's the band's highest charting album at number 64, included the highest charting single, My Town, at number 39, and a second single, Someone Like You, charting at number 75, and featured high-dollar producer Bob Clearmountain. Subsequently, EMI canceled all promotion and touring. The album was originally titled We Don't Know Who You Are Either, cheekily parodying their national anonymity. It was pretty clear by all involved that the big break that was just one single away wasn't coming. So what do? You start your own record label, MSB Records, and release another LP. 1984's 4th and 10, a live record from a Blossom Music Center performance of that same year. Now, a live album is not exactly the record you want to release at this point if you're trying to build confidence in the future of the band. The first studio recording of the post-major label MSB, however, was a charity 45, Hard Die the Heroes, proceeds going to the United Way. The pick sleeve and the video featured current Browns players in a ninja-like scenario. Michael Stanley Band's studio album was released in 1986, titled Inside Moves. One single was released, Show Me Something. The 2014 reissue of the album featured five bonus cuts, one of which is the studio version of a song from 4th and 10, Shut Up and Leave Me Alone, the obvious way to close out the MSB story.
Time for making
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Drink, 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 drink